Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
And good Sunday morning. Good to have you with us. We have a couple of guests in the studio this morning. Sam Iaquinto, my partner in the Current. And
thank you.
Chris Key, who works at Max Marina with Sam, which Sam also owns. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is a talk show. Wham! Talk Radio 1600. 734-822-1600 is the call-in line. If you want to email me, feel free at gary@thedailydrift.com, and we'll get you your comments or thoughts on the air with us. Sam, you've been my partner now since 2007 in the paper, yes?
Yes, correct.
And paper started in 2003. Why don't we go back? Because we've had a lot of people ask questions about the Current, so let's kind of talk about that for this segment and get your thoughts on why we started the paper. I think it's the same as mine, and Dan was on last 2 weeks ago. So tell me a little bit about why you got involved in the Current.
Well, as you have heard from Dan Smith was one of my original partners in the paper. We were a group of four men and one lady that had a common interest of getting the word out, the correct word, and letting the residents, because we originally started the paper for the purpose of getting the correct word out for Northfield Township, because at that time Northfield Township did not have a community news source. And we had some political issues within the community that were not moving in a positive forward direction. So we as a group of men and one lady decided we needed to make a change, and we felt the best way to accomplish that goal was to start a community newspaper, which was getting the correct word out to the residents of Northfield Township and allowing them to make an educated decision on what was truly going on within the community.
Yeah, and once again, communication is always the key to healthy environment, to healthy communities.
Correct.
And at that time, I was just a voter, of course, and did not like the kind of no-growth attitude that had taken over the township, and our taxes were skyrocketing and everything else. So I do remember the people who wanted to come in and close the door behind them and not allow any growth in our township. And the paper started out as a way to counteract the propaganda, so to speak, that was being fed to the population of Northfield Township at that time.
Correct. It was pretty, and I look back at it now, comical at our start comparatively to where we are today. Our first circulation was 3,000 print. We were myself, Mike McFarlane, Dan Smith, Diane McFarlane, and Kenny Dignan were our core group of five individuals that were affiliated with the paper. We had that common interest, as I shared. And it was started off as a weekly circulation. And keep in mind, all of us had our career paths already present. We already had full-time jobs, but we felt we had this goal. We needed to accomplish this goal. Best way to do it was in a weekly format. So we went ahead and divided up responsibilities. Mine was sales for the advertisement of the giving the business local business opportunity to the businesses to come on and get a chance to advertise their business, which was the lifeblood of the paper. And the way of distributing the paper at that point of distribution was several of us would have them in our vehicles, we'd put them in plastic bags, and we'd go and throw them out in the driveways. And we also solicited assistance from several families within the community to accomplish that goal. So we were distributing the paper weekly through throwing it in residents' driveways to get the word out until we wised up and went to a mail distribution through the post office.
Right. And nowadays, I think our post office in Whitmore Lake is thanking us for the money we're bringing into them.
Tremendously, because of our distribution size. They wish they would love to have us go back to weekly. But, you know, again, you and I are have full-time career paths, but we share the common goal and the mission of making sure the community has the proper news source, not only to Northfield Township, which is in Washtenaw County, but now Livingston County, and then soon more so in Oakland County through the community of South Lyon.
Right, right. And we will be Tri-County, hopefully, January, February at the latest.
Yes.
And it's now our circulation is 21,000 mailed.
Mailed out.
To homes and businesses with another 5,000 drop-off either in our newspaper boxes, which are new.
Yes.
And gas stations, restaurants, businesses where we drop them off. So a total right now of 26,000 circulation from 3,000 way back in the day.
Pretty yes, good. From its humble beginnings. Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Correct.
Very, very good. Yeah, I came on board 2007.
Correct.
Right after I had done a write-in campaign for supervisor, and you know, the Diane at that time had asked me, "Oh, well, why don't you explain why you did that?" And it was well received, and it worked. I mean, we did accomplish the goals of removing bad board members a year later, 18 months later. You know, after 2007 and the 2000 was it the 2008
election process? Correct.
We turned things around in our township, and so you know, things aren't perfect in Northfield, but
no.
They're certainly way better now than they were, and I think there's a lot more common sense in that community and running that community than there was prior to that.
Correct. It's hard to. To me, no community is a utopian society, but we are at least moving in a positive direction. We are welcoming growth, controlled growth. We have revamped our ordinances for Northfield Township. We have set up the government so that we have control and we have accountability to the residents. And we do listen as a community to people coming in to what would make us a better welcoming community.
Right, and I can also tell people, I guess, that you are now one of the Northfield Township trustees. You ran for office in 2008 and won as a trustee.
Correct.
So you've served on the board for
3 years.
3 years, and you will be possibly running again next year or this 2012 election. You don't know yet. I haven't made that decision yet.
I haven't formulated that decision at this point. You know, and I guess I could say that the important thing to me is that we continuously accomplish the goals that are in my mind for the community, and that is to make it a very pleasant place to live for families, to give it a good economic base, and to go ahead and have positive control growth for commercial, industrial, and residential. And we do have a very good, positive working board right now. We continuously keep and cherish those goals. We have a very good downtown development authority. We have very good chambers, business chambers in the community. So everything is continuously moving in that positive direction, and I am just glad to be part of it.
Right. Well, the board has done a wonderful job. So on the whole, yes. I'd say things are way, way better than they have been. And I'm glad the current was also part of that.
A tremendous part.
Yeah.
Very tremendous part.
Now, we took it online just over 2 years ago now.
Correct.
And and people should know that not only do we have the 21,000 circulation mailed and the 5,000 that get dropped off, we have over 40,000 people a month now reading the paper online, which is pretty amazing. And that's currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online.com. A great place to get your information local if you're up in that North Washtenaw area or Southeast Livingston. And it'll be Southwest Oakland as of the first year, hopefully, here. So good to have that expansion going. And that's pretty amazing when other newspapers are cutting back or going out of business, period.
Correct.
So.
Well, and I was really shocked to hear, as you shared with me, our largest month was what? We had largest month, though, which was a month ago.
83,000 people pulled up the online.
That's tremendously huge. Just making a stance to show that people are really appreciative of the message that the current is out there sharing with people.
Right. And so if somebody does want to advertise on the current, they can call you at?
At 734-323-7000. 1-800-273-0777. We have I will go ahead and direct you to one of our sales staff. I would love to chat with you and share with you how we can help build your business through the current. Our advertisers have had great, great success. If you take a look at the past, if you go to the, as Gary has mentioned, the currentonline.com, you will see and you can pull up our last 3 years of issues, which is very impressive. You can scroll through, see some of our history. And if you go ahead and look at several of the issues month to month to month, you will see many of the advertisers continuously stay with us along with increasing new advertisers. We have grown in the last year alone to 44 pages was our highest record page.
Yeah, and we'll continue this discussion in a few minutes here while I clear my throat, and we'll see you on the other side.
Wham! Talk 1600 can give a voice to your business, build a powerful brand, and increase awareness by sharing your message on Wham! Talk 1600. Our experienced production department will create a quality radio announcement at a price that can't be beat. You can even be featured on our website, whamradio.com, and in print media with Wham! On Main Street in the current newspaper, serving Washtenaw and Livingston counties. Unlock the possibilities and increase awareness of your business starting today. Call Wham! Talk 1600 at 734-971-1600 and get started now. The businesses that succeed in today's challenging economy are those that establish a strong presence in the marketplace. Call an advertising specialist now. Call 734-971-1600 now. Wham! Talk 1600.
Flat Snoots Christmas Trees, they're the official Christmas tree dealer of the Bone Conduction Music Show. They're located in Ann Arbor, Michigan at 3500 Washtenaw Avenue, right across from Arborland Mall. This is the place, man. Scotch Pine, White Pine, Douglas, and Fraser Fir. They've got the blue and white spruce. They've got the conical fir. They'll do all of the roping, the wreaths, anything. You want a tree 1 foot tall? You want a tree 15 feet tall? They'll handle it all. They'll even mount it. They'll deliver it. This is the place. Look for my friend Duke. He's the one with the sombrero on. And don't forget to ask for the special Duke warm-up in that way cool Airstream trailer. That's Flat Snoots. They're on Washtenaw Avenue, right across from Arborland Mall in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. Get in there and buy a Christmas tree.
This holiday season, get your tree from the best. Get your Christmas tree from Duke and the crew at Flat Snoots. That's Flat Snoots Christmas Trees. Tell them you heard it right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
The Salvation Army and Wham! Talk 1600 are pleased to present the 5th annual 1600 Toys for 1600 Girls and Boys Christmas Toy Drive. We need your help to make sure every needy child in Washtenaw County has a happy holiday. Toys are needed for young teens, too. Games, CDs, DVDs, sports equipment, jewelry, and makeup. You can donate a new unwrapped toy at Wham! Talk 1600 during business hours. Our address is 4230 Packard Road in Ann Arbor. Or bring your toy to one of our sponsor locations. In Ann Arbor, Dixboro General Store, USA Hockey, Two Men in a Truck, George Meyer & Company, Kmart, Imber Tax Advisory Group, Rider's Hobby, Treetown Toys, Hogback Office Center, Cozy Home Solutions, Treasure Mart, in Ypsilanti, Michigan Firehouse Museum, Kmart, Michigan Spine and Orthopedic, Dr. Michael Singleton, DDS Saline, T. Herlinger Physical Therapy Dexter. Together, we can collect 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys. It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by Flying Dutchman Management. Now here's Theron.
Obama's trying to strong-arm his American Jobs Act through Congress. He says that if anyone stands against it, they stand against the American worker. This is pure propaganda, and it's aimed at the Republican Party. It's politics at a minimum, dangerous lies at a maximum. Obama's Job Act will do one thing and one thing only. It will redistribute our tax dollars to government-approved unions. Obama and his crew of useful idiots will pick winners and losers. Better join a union if you want a chance at that brass ring of the American Jobs Act. Eric Cantor got it right when he said that Obama's proposed bill is dead on arrival in the House of Representatives. John Boehner gets it entirely wrong when he says we can work with Obama on common ground. What common ground? Jobs are never created by government, never created by legislation. Government largesse is created by government. Bureaucracies are created that take private sector tax dollars to support them. If we want to truly create jobs in America, we need to get government out of the equation. Total reform on tax policy. That's business friendly and not government friendly. That'll create real jobs, not redistribute wealth.
Ann Arbor's Hogback Office Center off of US 23 and Washtenaw Avenue offers a beautiful rolling 5-acre country atmosphere. Your clients will be more than impressed. The professional office suites at the Hogback Office Center range from 960 to 5,000 square feet. They're very competitively priced and your clients will appreciate free parking. Call Susan Watrous at 734-971-4000 for more information or visit FlyingDutchmanMGT.com.
Morning in America.
What is goodwill? An attitude of benevolence or kindness, friendly disposition towards somebody or something, wanting to get to the truth of things. Bill Bennett's Morning in America. Goodwill. Let it guide you through your day. Morning in America. Has it dawned on you?
A perfect addition to your morning. That's Morning in America. 6 a.m. to 9, right here on Wham. You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back to The Drift. Thank you for joining us this morning. In the studios with me, we have Chris Key from Max Marina and Sam Iaquinto from The Current and also from Max Marina. Gentlemen, you have a great big party coming up in January, which we'll talk about in a second. But before we do that, I'm going to talk about my sponsor, Brighton Ford. I've bought three cars now. Three cars or four? Three cars from Brighton Ford. And it's not your typical dealership. Scott and Todd Spittler, two great guys, run an above-average dealership for sure. You can always pull their coupons out of The Current. They have a 1995 oil change, a four-wheel alignment that's only $49.95, and you can actually get a free tire rotation. You can reach Brighton Ford at 1-800-519-4155. That number again, 1-800-519-4155. Great place. When they get an oil change there, they actually do your look at your whole car and give you a checkup list of what may go wrong with it. They don't push you to fix anything, but they do let you know what's going on. So go to Brighton Ford if you're looking for a new or used car or looking for some service on your existing car. And that number again, 800-519-4155. Ask for Scott Spittler and he'll hook you up with somebody and tell him Gary sent you. All right, sorry about that. So anyways, Sam and Chris, we have the Michigan Pond Hockey Classic coming up, and that's in January.
January 13th, 14th, and 15th. It is a premier event for Whitmore Lake. Whitmore Lake is hosting this event for its fifth year. It is right on the lake. Max Marina is one of the many sponsors that is participating in this event. We started this 5 years ago. This, again, as I stated, was the fifth year. Our purpose has been every year it's a charity event where we give hockey players an opportunity to come and play pond hockey as hockey originated right on the ice. And we do this mid-January, January again, 13th, 14th, and 15th. The ice is frozen. We have night games Friday night kicking off the event. We'll have opening ceremonies. We'll have this year we are capping it at 127-person teams. Right now, our registration, which opened October 2nd of this year, we are at 105 teams. So it has been just a great, great premier event for Whitmore Lake.
Yeah, and the cutoff date is December 12th?
December 11th.
11th.
Correct.
Okay, and that's coming up very quick. So if you are an avid hockey player and want to get out and get involved, this is hockey at its truest.
It is.
Yeah,
it
Chris,
is. It is outstanding.
You've been working this hockey tournament now for, well, since the beginning, right?
No, actually, I've only been involved for 2 years right now. This will be my third year. And actually, I don't even play hockey. I don't even know how to ice skate, and I still go to this thing. It's not just for hockey players. They have a beer tent there with entertainment. There's people just looking to have fun, talk about different things. It's a great thing to go to.
Yeah, and it's pretty astounding. The night lights that actually get set up out on the lake, on the frozen lake, it's a spectacle. And you really need to see it. I mean, you can go to currentonline.com. You'll see some of the pictures of it right on the front page in the last two issues, I think. And it's really amazing. It is, without a doubt, probably the best winter party in this part of the state, without a doubt.
It is. And, you know, the best, you know, there's two reasons why this is a premier event. One is because it is for a charity. And the mission statement that we have now is, the Michigan Pond Hockey Sports Charities, we are providing families in need of financial assistance for their children to participate in youth athletic programs. And when you can combine a great social event with a great mission purpose like that, it's a win-win scenario. And then the other reason this event is a huge success is because of all of the volunteers that come from the Whitmore Lake area to make this event successful. This event, again, has only been successful because of the volunteers in our area. And I can't speak highly enough of all of those people that volunteer their time for these purposes of, A, making Whitmore Lake shine, and, B, for children within our communities.
Yeah, and it's just doggone fun, isn't it?
It is. It is a blast. It is such a great, as Gary and Chris were mentioning, a great, great social event. When you can combine hockey on the ice in the evening, daytime, have a huge social environment with a tent with cocktails, beverages, great food, and bands. We have huge screen projections inside the tent. It is just a really – we have bonfires on the ice. It is just a great, great social time.
Yeah, when you come across the highway or up 23 or down 23, you see – this giant tent right at the edge of the lake, and it's a sight to behold. And the atmosphere within is fabulous, really. The music, I've even seen people dancing there. You know,
so oh yes,
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And for the hockey players, we have six divisions. So if you are an elite hockey player, which we have teams that are in the open elite division, we have semi-pro hockey players, we have past pro hockey players. Those guys compete individually against their own division. Then we have the open masters, which were guys that may have played college hockey and or high school hockey, but that are, you know, again, experienced hockey players. They'll compete against each other. Then we have another division, 30-plus, 45-plus, an open rec this year. We opened it up to a open rec, which is men and women on the same team competing again in that division. So for those beer league guys that are out there and in the ranks that want an opportunity to play with their wife and or their younger son, hey, this is a great division to do that. And then we have strictly a women's division. So we have divisions for each level of hockey players. So when these guys come, the response has been just outstanding, that they have had a great, great experience on the ice. We have started this event. We have been through tremendously different weather conditions. Our first year, we had the first day it was 40 degrees. There was water all over the rinks. We had a deep freeze come in that night, and it was 0 degrees with a minus 20 wind chill the second day, and we were out there playing hockey on the ice, and it was a great, fun time. So we've been from that extreme to last year was just, the Lord bless us with great, great weather. We had a great time on the ice, and you know, no one got hurt, and it was just a great, fun event for the community.
Yeah, I remember that really cold one. That was bad, and just walking from the car to the ice was brutal. So the weather does change, but that's part of pond hockey, and that's part of living in Michigan. I mean, you get used to that sort of thing.
You do. And, you know, again, our sponsors for this event, if you'd love to be a sponsor, you can go to our website. It's michiganpondhockey.com. It is a awesome, awesome website. It goes and gives you a list of all of our sponsors. It will, like Labatt's Blue is a major, major sponsor. Forest Regal Recycling, which is a new company opening up in Whitmore Lake, is an awesome sponsor. We have Muscle Milk. We have Home Depot. We have Domino's Pizza. We have the Whalers. They have jumped on and graciously become sponsors.
That's the Plymouth Whalers.
The Plymouth Whalers, yeah. Correct. And we literally are just having companies giving us, looking at the website, contacting us daily to see if how they can get involved in this sponsorship opportunity to make this a premier event for Michigan. So if you are interested, again, in becoming a sponsor, please go to our website, michiganpondhockey.com. If you're interested in playing in the event, you need to really capitalize on that soon because we will cap it at 120 teams.
Right.
And we are very close to that. And again, it, you know, just being around this environment is just an outstanding opportunity to see how a community comes together for a great mission statement.
Right, right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about this, and I'm going to drag the two of you also into a little politics on the other side of the break. So we'll see you all in a few minutes.
On the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jared Halpern. It's now less than a month until the Iowa caucuses. A new poll from the Des Moines Register shows Newt Gingrich with a growing lead in the Hawkeye State.
You can say the government's not going to dictate, but that doesn't mean that a president can't, in fact, advocate change.
Gingrich, now the frontrunner in the smaller GOP field, Georgia businessman Herman Cain, suspending his presidential bid.
Because of the continued distraction, the continued hurt caused on me and my family.
It's called the Bedlam Game, but the chaos came after Oklahoma State routed rival Oklahoma. Thousands of fans storming the field, tearing down the goalpost, injuring 13 people, two critically. 45,000 people being evacuated in Koblenz, Germany. It's nearly half the city's population, so crews can deactivate a giant World War II era bomb discovered in the Rhine River. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Chabad of Ann Arbor presents Hanukkah on Ice. It'll be on Monday, December 26th. Join the entire community for a Hanukkah on Ice bash at the Ann Arbor Ice Cube, located at 2121 Oak Valley Drive in Ann Arbor. Beginning at 5 p.m., kids will skate to the backdrop of Hanukkah music and enjoy traditional Hanukkah snacks followed by a dinner. Chabad of Ann Arbor is also going to feature a Hanukkah Wonderland at Briarwood Mall, beginning Tuesday, December 20th. For more detailed information about these events, call 734-995-3276, extension 5. Center of Light presents Women, War, and Peace, Peace Unveiled. It'll be Friday, December 16th at 8 p.m. at the Center of Light, located at 200 Huron View Boulevard in Ann Arbor. This event is free and all are welcome. This documentary shows how three women in Afghanistan risk their lives to make sure women's rights don't get traded away in peace negotiations with the Taliban. To learn more, visit annarbor.centersoflight.org. Wham Talk 1600 and the Salvation Army are conducting our fifth annual toy drive. Our goal is to collect 1,600 toys for 1,600 needy girls and boys in Washtenaw County. Drop off your new unwrapped toys at one of our fine sponsor locations listed on our website or at Wham, located at 4230 Packard Road in Ann Arbor during regular business hours. Let's make sure every needy child has a wonderful Christmas. For more information, call 734-971-1600.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theyrone X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back to The Drift. Before we continue our discussion with Sam Iaquinto and Chris Key, I'm going to take care of a little business. My sponsor this half hour is Sunrise Family Dental Care. Now, that's actually my dentist, and I go to the office that's in South Lyon, 248-446-9113. Ask for Janet Chick, and you can get yourself some dental care. A lot of people don't realize if you have dental health insurance that sometimes you have to use that up or you lose it at the end of the year. So this is the time of year to get your teeth done if you've been neglecting them and not getting a cleaning or having some problem checked on. So again, 248-446-9113. That's Sunrise Family Dental Care. It's a great place. Probably the best dentist I've been to in my 47 years. So,
And I can concur. Janet Chick is I work with her in the community on several boards. She is a great, great friendly person of character, and I definitely recommend them as well.
Yeah, and they work very hard to make an appointment around your time. They also have an office in Canton, Redford, and Howell. So Sunrise Family Dental Care, 248-446-9113. Okay, so we're back. We have Sam Iaquinto and Chris Keehan, and we were talking about the Michigan Pond Hockey Classic, which is coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January
13th, 14th, and 15th.
Okay, that's a good party, folks. If you've not been to the Pond Hockey Classic up in Whitmore Lake, make sure that weekend you keep open and come up and have a beer, and you will have a really good time. We talked about it being a charity event, and tell us a little more, Sam, about who benefits from this charity.
Yes, thank you. The Michigan Pond Hockey Sports Charity is a 501c3, first off. I think that's really important that people understand that it is a true charity event. The people that vision, our goal that we had was many school districts are forced to adopt a pay-to-participate model for their school athletic programs. And there are many families in our tight economic times today that are under financial hardships. They can apply to our foundation for a scholarship for their child to participate for the fees that are required for them to participate in the high school athletic programs today, whether it be from cheerleading to volleyball to baseball, football, hockey, any sport that their children are playing. They can apply to our foundation for their child to be scholarshiped. And it has just been catching on tremendously. We are having the high school principals as well as the athletic directors participating in this with us. So they are truly involved. The high schools are involved from Whitmore Lake to South Lyon to Pinckney and Brighton are our four core group of communities that we are getting involved in this charity.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's going to be a great event. I hope people take advantage of it and come on out and see us in Whitmore Lake on that weekend. So we're going to shift gears a little bit. I like grabbing the views of the common man. And let me remind you, 734-822-1600. This is a talk radio show. Would love to have your calls or your questions. If you want to talk about pond hockey that's coming up, or if you want to talk politics in general or any current events, again, 734-822-1600. You can also email me at gary@thedailydrift.com and give me your thoughts, and I'll bring them up on the air for you. Gentlemen, I'm going to play a track here because one of the things that bothers me most in our society right now is that entitlement mentality. And I'm going to play a clip from it's. You can actually see this on YouTube, and I would highly recommend it because it does show you what's happening in our society. Derek, can you play track one for us?
People been donating food just around here, just helping me out with food, and I don't have anything.
We called the Department of Children and Families to see what they've been doing to help. DCF says Hillsborough Kids Incorporated has been helping by paying Adam's rent, even providing her furniture. Adam says it isn't enough.
Somebody needs to pay for all my children and mine and Gary, all our suffering, all our pain. Somebody needs to be held accountable, and they need to pay.
Okay, so some people have probably seen it. You can go. There's a video clip on The Blaze, too, that you can catch it on. And that's the kind of attitude, I think, that's become so prevalent in today's society.
Well, when she says, all my children, how many are we talking about?
Oh, she has a total of 15. Three that are adults and out now, but she's still got a gaggle of children and several men who were fathers who are now either in jail or out and about, gone, and not helping support her in any way.
Wouldn't they be the one held accountable?
You would think.
An ideal society, right?
Yes, yes. And I've worked in public housing. You know, years ago, I was the director of the Inkster Family Investment Center, and I saw this all the time, women with 7-8 children and multiple fathers, and you wouldn't see them. And the responsibility was the young lady at the time. She should have known better than to have the children and take precautions, but she didn't. But it's that entitlement mentality. Somebody's going to take care of me. You know, they're expecting the government to do that. What has happened to the American fortitude to say, I'm going to take care of myself, I'm going to pay my own way? It seems to have just disappeared.
What happened to the families of the 50s and 60s generation, where you did have large families, but the fathers were out working, making a living for their family to survive? They lived on modest means, but they were a core group of a good family with good values.
Right. Well, when government stepped in and said, we'll pay, we'll take care of you, that gave many fathers the excuse to say, well, I'm out of here. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to stay and fight for my marriage or my relationship. Even if you weren't married, you should have stayed. And I think a lot of women who then realize that I can get a check now for these kids, I'm going to boot this old man of mine out because I don't like him. I'm not happy with him for whatever reason. So it was both sides of the coin there. People are just beginning to walk away from relationships, whether they're married or not, and letting the government raise their children and take care of them. And I think that was a huge mistake. You know, the Great Society, whatever you want to call it, government stepped up and started funneling money in. And as we all know, throwing money at a situation does not fix it. And in this case, it makes it worse.
Correct. You know, to me, the key is going back to the values that made America successful, which was an honest day's work yielded an honest day's pay. And those core values that made America successful, we as a society need to go back to care about each other, to help each other, to go ahead and push and share those beliefs again with our society to bring that back so that, again, we don't have this entitlement mentality, which has really brought our society down tremendously, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, if you need help, you get it from the community. You shouldn't
Correct.
Be getting it from the government.
Correct.
You know, I think neighbors will stand up, and if you didn't have to pay such high taxes, you'd probably be able to put more into the community coffers and help those people who needed a little help, you know. I know in our township we have Northfield Human Services, which does a wonderful job helping people.
Tremendous
out,
job.
You know?
Tremendous job.
And that's Doug Anderson, who works at NHS up there. A good guy. He's really grown that agency. When I used to sit on that board, it was a $40,000 budget. And he's grown it to a $1 million budget, which is pretty astounding. So they do good work.
They service a tremendous amount of people in Washtenaw County, not just in our local area of Northfield Township, but they service all of Washtenaw County.
Yeah, and part of Livingston.
And
he's
part of
one
Livingston,
of the few
correct.
Nonprofit agencies that can cross the county line like that. And they have People's Express, which I think they're still getting you around town. They'll give you a ride for $2.
Oh, it's extremely economical.
Yeah, it's amazing. So
I mean, they're up to, I think, 14 vehicles that will shuttle people around through the communities. And it is a tremendous service that is offered for people when they need it.
Yeah, and so that's an example of how the community can get up and handle things where government shouldn't stay out of it, more or less. But that entitlement mentality is what we have to stop. And I'm hoping that this year, being an election year, 2012, when you look at people that you're going to vote for, make sure you vote for people. And I'm not saying just Tea Party people, and I'm not saying just Republicans, but look for common sense individuals who believe that entitlements must end or at least be reduced, because we can't keep spending money like this. I mean, people have to step up, get their own jobs, and I think as long as you're feeding them money, they're not going to get up and even look for a job. I mean, I think we've got 99 weeks of unemployment right now, and they're talking about doing another extension. Are you kidding me? I mean, Norway has already proved that the longer you have people on unemployment, the less likely they go back to work. So they're cutting back. At least in Europe, some of them are starting to realize you can't keep giving money away to people and letting them sit on the couch, because they just get, it's not healthy for you either. You get despondent. You get depressed.
Correct. You take away the incentive for a person to go ahead and say, I want to go out and make something of my life.
Yeah.
When you are continuously just giving them something without allowing them to earn it, they lose self-respect and they lose self-pride.
Yeah, sitting on the couch. Yeah, I've had unemployment before, and I remember coming off taking a $12 an hour job, which actually is a living wage nowadays.
It is. It truly is.
You know what I mean? And shoveling rock. That's what I did. And was it the greatest job? No. I woke up stiff every morning, but there was a sense of pride and self-esteem there that, you know what, I'm back on it, man. I'm working. And I think people need to buckle down and say, I'm going to take that job, even if it's not what I want, even if it's not a great job, even if it's not sitting at a desk with a tie on. I'm going to take the job, I'm going to work, and find my way back into the working establishment.
That's true, because every position in life today opens up another door, another opportunity. I can honestly say that everything that I have been involved in has done that, because if you go into something with a positive attitude, with an eager attitude to say, I'm going to make the best of my present day situation, no matter what it is, that will open up a door for you.
Right. Chris, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's kind of weird that you guys bring this up, because a couple days ago on the Today Show, Ben Stein was talking about this exact same thing in North Idaho and how people there were getting addicted to meth on unemployment, and unemployment is actually sustaining their habits because of the extensions and stuff.
They can call it unenjoyment, I guess. All right, we're running into a break, so we'll talk about some other stuff when we get to the other side.
Hi folks, Kurt Presley here of Dalton Environmental Cleaning. Now is the time to increase the efficiency of your heating and cooling system. It's working harder to keep you cool and comfortable, so it just makes sense. I'm sure as educated consumers, you know that indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air, and that means you're breathing dirtier air. To help alleviate the problem, the first thing you should do is get your air ducts cleaned. What's in your air ducts? Construction debris, pet dander, dust mites, dust, dog hair. And my wife, Kelly, wanted to leave this out, but I've got to tell you, dead skin. Sorry, Kelly, but they have to know. At Dalton Environmental Cleaning, we clean where you can't, so you can breathe the difference. Call Dalton's and talk to the owners, my wife, Kelly, and me. 877-DALTONS, that's 877-DALTONS, for a free accurate estimate today.
Joe Gannon here to let you know that I trust Dalton's to clean my ducts, and you should too. Call now and mention my name for your special discount.
The Salvation Army and Wham Talk 1600 are pleased to present the 5th annual 1600 Toys for 1600 Girls and Boys Christmas Toy Drive. We need your help to make sure every needy child in Washtenaw County has a happy holiday. Toys are needed for young teens, too. Games, CDs, DVDs, sports equipment, jewelry, and makeup. You can donate an unwrapped toy at Wham Talk 1600 during business hours. Our address is 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor. Or bring your toy to one of our sponsor locations. in Ann Arbor, Dixboro General Store, Treetown Toys, Rider's Hobby, Kmart, Hogback Office Center, Ember Tax Advisory Group, George Meyer Company, Cozy Home Solutions, USA Hockey, Treasure Mart, Mule Skinner Boots Chelsea, in Ypsilanti, Kmart, Michael Vincent Law, Michigan Spine and Orthopedic, T. Herlinger Physical Therapy Dexter, The Firing Line Westland. Together, we can collect 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys.
Join us every Sunday morning for Wham's Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m., it's the Lutheran Hour, followed by the Christian Science Sentinel at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ for their live weekly service. Finally, we visit the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor from 11 to noon. Start your week off right with Wham Talk 1600.
I'm Susan Lucci. More than 2 million Americans have a type of irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation, or AFib, putting them at greater risk of stroke.
I'm Dr. David Willis, and I frequently see patients with AFib, a serious condition where a blood clot can travel from the heart to the brain, causing a stroke.
When I found out my husband, Helmut, had AFib, I pledged to learn everything I could.
Susan and I, along with my doctor, work as a team to help reduce my risk of AFib.
Visit FacingAFib.com today.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Okay, welcome back to the Drift. And we were talking about the entitlement mentality. And Chris, now you've only been in Michigan about 2 years, correct?
It's actually 3 years.
3 years now. And, you know, Michigan's got its own special feeling compared to the states you've lived in. And you're from the West Coast, kind of?
Yeah, the Oregon, Washington, Idaho area.
When you think about entitlement attitudes, how does Michigan differ from those Western states?
Well, here you have a lot more unions than we have out west, and I don't know if that's something that's you know, contributed to the factor of a lot of people here think that they're entitled to a lot more. They feel that they deserve a $25 an hour job with no education. Where out west, like my cousin in Idaho, she wanted a job during a flood, and she actually dressed up in her dress clothes and four-wheeled on a four-wheeler over a mountain just to go to a job interview. So how many people around here you see going to do something like that?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you move out west, that's that explorer attitude, I guess.
It is.
Yeah, that attitude is prevalent here. And I won't blame it on the unions, but I think that the unions sometimes foster that attitude. So hopefully, again, it's election year, folks. I'd love to have you think twice when you're looking at who you're going to vote for this year. Another item that we've seen in the news this week was the payroll tax extension. And the Democrats are saying, the Republicans are keeping us from getting that. They have their own plan. They want to just increase the spending. And the Republicans want to cut spending in order to fund that payroll tax extension. But I don't think a lot of people truly understand what this payroll tax extension – I didn't either. I had to educate myself on it. This is not just money that goes into your pocketbook at the end of the day when your check comes. There's a reason that payroll tax was there. And I've got a clip here. It's about a minute and a half long, so it's a little long, but pay attention to this because this will explain what the payroll tax is, and a lot of people don't understand. Derek, can you roll that second segment?
Cobble something together that extends this employment tax.
I would hope that the seniors and those to be soon seniors who are depending on Social Security would speak out and speak out loudly, because we're going down a slippery slope. Even if we did not give this exemption or extension of the tax reduction, by 2037, we'll have to cut all benefits in Social Security by 22% on the path we're going right now, John. That's unacceptable, and we can fix it. We know we can fix it. All we're asking is the leadership of both of our parties, respectfully, and the president to start leading. Let's put down and look at something and fix this big problem that we have for the next generation.
Welcome news to a lot of ears. Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a Democrat, and Mark Kirk of Illinois, a Republican. Thank you both.
Thank you. Okay, so That wasn't quite the one we were looking for, but we'll have Derek get that one up for her and look at it in a minute. What we're talking about is the payroll tax cut extension. And they did this last year, and it put a little money in everybody's pocket. And the idea was to give a little stimulus into the economy, putting a little extra money in everybody's paycheck. They would spend a little more, would start to get the economy rifled back up again. And unfortunately, it didn't work. Like TARP, like the big stimulus package, it didn't work. You can spend as much money as you want, but if you're borrowing it, it doesn't quite do the same thing. I mean, you're really just putting yourself farther and farther into the hole. And the payroll tax cut is borrowing money from Social Security. So once again, the federal government is digging into that money that
Nest egg.
Nest egg. I mean, and that's what people don't understand. The federal government has a instead of having it in the locked box like Tim Walberg wanted to do a few years ago and Nancy Pelosi kept it from happening, the federal money can take that money that comes into Social Security. It's become their own little slush fund. They spend when they feel like out of it.
As average people, we look at our financial situation in our businesses and our personal lives. If we don't, I mean, the smart average person looks, if I don't have it coming in, if I have $20,000 a year coming in, I should only spend $15,000, $17,000 a year, put $5,000 to $3,000 aside for my nest egg and or for my children's education, et cetera, whatever the dollar value is. We as an average person looks at it in that perspective and says, we cannot spend more than what we have coming in, but our government is not exemplifying that same mentality.
Right. And that's what happens when you give people the open checkbook, which is what we've done. With no balanced budget amendment, I mean, even our House didn't have the votes to pass it this time around. And we had Tim Walberg on a couple of weeks ago, and we were all very irritated that it didn't happen. So, Derek, do we have that ready to roll now? Okay, listen to this clip, and this will explain very well. And this is a Democratic senator and a Republican senator who both were against this payroll tax cut extension working its way through.
When people call that a tax increase, that's not a fair. That's not a fair representation. This tax was one purpose and one purpose only, to pay for basically retirement benefits through Social Security as people grow older, the dignity and respect of life they should have at that point in time. And we started down that slippery slope last year. I voted for $120 billion reduction. I go back home in West Virginia, very few people even know they were getting it. And now they want to double down to $240 billion. We haven't seen any appreciable gains whatsoever. I just did not think that was the right thing for us to start doing. How many people believe that we could stop it next year? This will continue on forever. And it'll really just cripple Social Security. And Mark and I weren't willing to do that.
Senator Kirk, he's called it a failed policy, your fellow Senator Joe Manchin. You agree?
It did. It didn't create any net new jobs, and it wounded Social Security greatly. If we doubled down, we would hit the Social Security Trust Fund again, $250 billion. We already know Social Security is running in the red. We know that 10,000 Americans qualify for Social Security each day. I am for funding Social Security, and therefore, I think we should accurately call this bill for what it is. It cuts Social Security contributions, and I think that's the wrong way to go for a program that is already in the red.
All right, so there you go. And you're seeing Obama out there right now saying, hey, I'm the big tax cut guy. Do this plan. Do it with me. And it's the phoniest thing that's crossed his lips since Obamacare. I mean, he's literally stealing money out of Medicare down the road and giving it back to us and saying, hey, look what I gave you. Thanks a lot, guy. That's you're taking my money and giving it back to me.
Yeah, you're taking the money literally that many people will be counting on later on in life. And you're basically, like you're saying, giving it back to them now when it's not as needy as they will be later on in life.
Yeah, absolutely amazing how the Democrats this time around are trying to portray themselves as the tax cutters.
They're
not. And so I hope people realize this. It's this election year, folks. I can't say it any deeper. Look closely at what they're saying and then double check it, because it's a lot.
lot of lives.
It is. And a good way, actually, to help keep this message going is advertising in The Current, because The Current is a very conservative news source base.
Yep.
You can see that when you view it online. So give us a call, folks, to advertise in The Current.
734-323-0777. Or go to CornOnline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-Online.com. All right, folks. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys, for giving us the opportunity.